You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A coalition of e-cigarette distributors have filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin over a law passed in 2023. Lisa Hale reports.
The law officially went into effect on July 1st, and it imposes fines on organizations that make and sell products that are not authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. The lawsuit argues that the law violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which gives the federal government the authority to regulate drug safety. The coalition is seeking a preliminary injunction to prevent the law from taking effect as the case moves forward.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for people to become community scientists. The DNR announced on Wednesday that state residents can participate in the Game Bird Survey now through the end of August. As a community scientist, you'll help measure the reproductive status of game birds in the state. There's no registration required to participate. You can record your observations using a mobile device, but don't do so while driving. The deadline to submit sightings on the Survey 123 app is August 31st. And in more DNR news, the 2024 fish stocking numbers for inland water bodies and the Great Lakes were released on Wednesday. Over 5 million fish were stocked last year. This helps boost natural fish populations, maintain or restore existing fisheries, and support recreational fishing opportunities. Some of the species stocked in inland waters include brook and brown trout, lake sturgeon and lake trout, muskellunge or muskie, rainbow trout, and walleye. In Lake Michigan, they stocked chinook and coho salmon along with trout species muskie and sturgeon. And in Lake Superior, they stocked brown trout, lake trout, and splake. You can see all the numbers on the DNR's fish stocking database. It's July in Oshkosh, and that means the skies are buzzing. Lisa Hale has a preview of EAA Air Venture.
The excitement in Oshkosh is palpable. EAA Air Venture flies into Whitman Airfield in Oshkosh from July 21st through July 27th, but the grounds are already starting to buzz with campsites being set up, vendors building their booths, and locals getting excited.
On the grounds right now, you see things starting to happen. The evolution of the grounds to become the city of aviation, the world magnet of aviation. It's coming together, and it's fun to watch. The volunteers are on the grounds right now. It's taking shape.
That's EAA Communication Director Dick Napinski. Air Venture brings hundreds of thousands of people to Oshkosh every year. The Winnebago County Public Health Department is responsible for ensuring that all facilities, event food vendors, and booths are safe and sanitary. Maeve Casey is an environmental health specialist for Winnebago County.
EAA is our biggest event, so we're usually out there for 4 days with all five inspectors, environmental health specialists, and we do over 59 inspections just at EAA.
For everything Air Venture, visit eaa.org/airventure.
Today is the start of the 59th annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championships. 24 of Wisconsin's best show water ski teams are at Lake Wazeecha in Wisconsin Rapids, along with 75 individuals competing for a chance at the National Water Ski Show Championships. Individual competitions are underway today. The tournament starts on Friday and continues through Sunday. Admission is free, and you can also watch the live stream of the event at aquaskiers.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year 10-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. George Wendt passed away May 20th at the age of 76. Wendt played Norm on Cheers for all 11 seasons of the show. His co-star, Rhea Perlman, who played Carla on the show, told the New York Post recently his passing was the saddest thing ever. Perlman and Wendt were both part of a Cheers reunion at the 2024 Emmys. The actress says none of her or her fellow Cheers castmates thought Wendt was that sick, adding that she didn't even think Wendt thought he was sick. Perlman's new show, Too Much, can be seen on Netflix. Yes, there are probably too many sequels and franchise movies coming out of Hollywood. Every once in a while, though, you see one that catches your eye and you think it's really cool. Such is the case for yours truly and a new movie from the Dr. Seuss world based on the book Oh, the Places You'll Go. Warner Brothers has announced the new animated film will feature the voices of Josh Gad and Ariana Grande. Oh, the Places You'll Go was the last book published by Dr. Seuss, who passed away in 1990. No release date on the movie has been announced. Yesterday in the Beats, I talked a lot about the Emmy nominations, which were announced Tuesday morning. Kathy Bates was nominated for Best Actress for her role on the Matlock reboot. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Bates is the oldest actress ever to be nominated in the category at the age of 77. Bates crushed the old record set by Angela Lansbury, who was 70 at the time when she was last nominated for an Emmy. Lansbury bumping off Bates to keep her record would have actually been a great episode of Murder, She Wrote, or Matlock. In other old folks done good news, Harrison Ford has earned his first Emmy nomination at the tender age of 83 for his role in Shrinking. Ford plays therapist Paul Rhodes, who is battling Parkinson's. It's a nice honor for Ford, although it pretty much just means he's had such a great movie career, he's never had to do TV. Ford stars opposite Jason Segel and Wendy Malick on the Apple TV show. Both seasons are available to stream, and a third season has been ordered. Is there anyone left in America who does not stream and only uses broadcast TV? Probably, but not many, as ratings would indicate. According to the Nielsen, broadcast TV accounted for just 18.5% of all viewers for the month of June. That is a record low, according to Deadline. Streaming viewership, however, reached a total of 46%. This is the first time the networks have fallen below 20% of overall viewers. Deadline says that could be due in part to a lack of sports in the month of June and after network TV shows have wrapped their seasons. There will be no season 3 of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. The Yellowstone spinoff was never meant to go beyond two chapters or seasons. The Harrison Ford, Helen Mirren-led 1923 has become a hit internationally, 3 months after the season finale aired on Paramount+. Season 1 of the show has found a new home on Netflix overseas, making it the 9th most watched Netflix show. Can Netflix do anything wrong other than the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cooler and less humid today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low to mid 70s. Mostly cleared tonight with a low near 53. On Friday, a great finish to the work week. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the mid 70s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.